It is the Illini Basketball Podcast, episode number 114. Pretty sure I nailed the number there.
Good job. I mean, it's only been like 6 months since we've had one. So
it's actually somehow, I think it's been what, like 29 days? Something like that.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Right and early. Like
breaks. Yeah.
Hope everybody out there has got their coffee.
Right.
Big stuff happened.
We got a lot of comments already, but we'll start with the big news. Your guy, Matthew Meyer, committing to Illinois, which I think in terms of stunning destinations, even though I know that it was always an option, I didn't think it was actually going to happen.
Yeah.
North Carolina was always going to be the team that gets them.
Yeah, I actually had a buddy text me, I think the day before, 2 days before yesterday, and said, you know, what are the chances that Illinois lands the mullet? And I said 7% chance. That's how much I thought he was coming here. So goes to show you that we know absolutely nothing, of course. And I guess that 7% was actually pretty correct because according to Matthew Mayer, he has already cleaned up the mullet. The mullet will not be coming to Champaign. So sorry about that. You're just gonna have to deal with Ethan's mustache, I guess, since the Blues lost, right?
Right, that's right. So, like, here's the thing. He's still got time, right? I mean, the hair will go a little bit. It'll be.
I don't know. It sounds like he's done with it. He says, I don't have the mullet anymore, so it might be professional Matt now. So
that's definitely going to hurt his game a little bit, I think, which is unfortunate. But I know that you didn't want him.
Okay, yeah, sure.
It didn't seem like you wanted him. I mean –
I wasn't, I mean, I'll take him. I guess we can put it that way. I just haven't been as high on him as most people. I know he was what, top five in transfers in the portal. According to some people, Illinois got two of the top five with, of course, Terrence Shannon Jr. I think their transfer is they're ranked number two in the nation in transfer class. So I think he's a good get. When my buddy texted me, I said that I felt like Grandison is probably about the same player. Meyer can probably get to the lane better. He's probably a little bit better in that aspect. But from what he does, I mean, I wasn't excited. I'm not as excited as the rest of Illini Nation, apparently. And maybe that's my fault, but tell me why I should be excited.
Well, you know, they're going to roll 10 now, I would think, 10 guys, unless I'm missing somebody. And I think that it stretches the floor a little bit for them down low. Like you have Hawkins and Danger and Rogers and Meyer now. I think that's a kind of a formidable, you know, unit there with those four, with the ability to play the four or the five for at least two of them.
Yeah.
I think this changes what they do with Hawkins now too. I think there's a good chance he starts at the five.
I think he has to start at the five, right?
I'm not 100% convinced that Meyer's going to come in and be a starter right away just because.
That's kind of my other question. I know everybody already has him in the starting lineup. But I don't know where – I don't know how you don't start him. He has too much experience compared to the other guys. I think that he's going to have to start just with – unless Grandison comes back and takes a spot, which there is rumors that Grandison has enrolled in classes. I don't know after getting Meyer that Grandison would want to come back. I think playing time would be limited. I understand, he played for Baylor and he did really good things. But he wasn't just the guy at Baylor, right? I mean, he averaged less than 10 points. But he's another long athletic guy that Illinois has literally changed who they are now. You know, they were a bunch of small guards last year and now they run like, what, 6'3", 6'6", 6'6", 6'7",
yeah,
6'9", 6'10". So it'll be fun because it seems like Illinois is going to be the team in the Big Ten that doesn't play like Big Ten teams anymore. And that's kind of one of the reasons why the Big Ten hasn't seemed to do anything in the tournament. Michigan fans, you know, I got to shout it out to them. They said Illinois was building for a Sweet 16 team. So,
all right,
that's a good one. I do have a quote at, from Meyer. He said, "Illinois ended up being the place for me. I wanted to go to a different conference. I obviously didn't want to disrespect Coach Scott Drew or Baylor in any way. And I have nothing but respect for everybody there. Illinois, they got everything. I was actually in Illinois for a month for the pre-draft stuff. I'm guessing he was in Chicago, so I don't know about that. But I was," he says, "they got great facilities. I know the NIL is good up there," which Underwood's got to be mad about that. "And we've got a team that I think could really shock some people." So,
well, yeah, he doesn't want to disrespect Scott Drew by staying in the Big 12. Don't tell that to Tyrese Hunter or Kevin McCullough, who transferred in the Big 12. I wonder if they're not done in the portal. Like, I think there a lot of people are still saying Courtney Ramey would really, because you do kind of need a veteran guard, and they don't have that. That's like the one thing that I think they're missing, especially like people could say they're missing a dominant five or whatever, or a good center.
Yeah.
Cause that's what the Big Ten is. I don't really care about that, to be honest.
Yeah. I think that, between Coleman Hawkins playing the five and Dane Danger, I think that you can handle yourself. And I don't think Illinois wants to play that traditional, you know, have a big five. It sounds like they want to run more. They want to be out there and, you know, not just be stuck in half court offense. So I think that is really good. I my thing is, if you look at starting lineup right now, right, you think that probably Sky's going to start. And then you really don't, it doesn't seem like they're going to start another guard. I mean, it's going to be like Melendez, Terrence Shannon Jr., Meyer, and Coleman Hawkins. So you're going to run basically a five or a four wing offense with a point guard. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. I think Shannon can kind of be both. And he can guard both.
I think that Meyer is that way too. I think that he can handle the ball well enough that you don't need another guard. It's going to be completely different than what we've seen from Illinois the last couple of years, which is super exciting.
I think it's probably a good thing too. I think they're much more likely to make a run in the tournament with this style of play than what they've had. Not to say that Kofi or somebody like that was holding them back, because Kofi was good in the tournament, but I think that there's an argument to be made with that. And I also think that, like we said last season, after the season ended, they had very small guards, and that really hurt them against a team like Houston. So that was a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I don't know. We got some some comments. Squared Circled Squares said that he thinks that the coaching staff made Meyer clean up his cut. I think probably going into the draft made him do that. we still got some hairdos on the team. So Sky Clark has some hair. What a get for Underwood. And Tim Anderson apparently was the lead on this again. So, I mean, fire everybody else and just keep Tim Anderson. I don't know.
Fair.
I saw, according to, you know, people in the know, Tim Anderson has landed Ty Rogers, Dane Danger, Merez Johnson, Sky Clark, ZZ Clark, Terrence Shannon Jr., and Matthew Mayer. Or Meyer. I'm going to call him Mayer like all year probably, but.
John Mayer.
That's what it looks like, right? That's how they
spelled the same. Yeah.
So, Tim Anderson doing some good things out there.
Yeah. I'm just throwing comments up here for everybody to check out.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, you know, some people still think that Danger is going to start. I don't see that happening right now. Unless he super impresses everybody. So,
yeah, I mean, I feel like Underwood likes him a lot, but I don't think Meyer's coming here to not start.
Yeah, you think that he probably picked Illinois over North Carolina because of playing time?
I guess. I feel like he would probably – wouldn't he probably take over the Manic role for UNC, though? That's kind of like why I thought he would go there.
Because yeah, and I think that's why a lot of people thought that he would go there. But I don't know. Must have been something – must have been that NIL that we don't talk about.
Yeah, I mean, Underwood, you know. He's kind of I don't even know the word.
Yeah.
He's a, you know, he just doesn't like it, right? So probably not a good thing for him not to like it, but at the end of the day, it doesn't seem like it's getting in the way of them.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
No, I don't know.
We don't even know.
Dude, I'm still asleep, so it's still early. He did say later on in this thing, I obviously know Terrence Shannon. He's a great player, and I've been playing against him since I was a sophomore. I think he's underrated. People kind of forget about him, and it seems like when you're talking about some of the best players in the country. As far as the team, Dane Danger is obviously there. They did play at Baylor together for three games, I think. Sky Clark's going to be a top point guard. They've got a lot of talent. I think I'm just going to do there to do my best. Good quote. It's a basketball school. The Big Ten is a great conference. It's right up there with the Big 12. Ouch. Really, there wasn't anything I didn't like about it. It wasn't, I'd say, an easy decision, but it became apparent that's what I wanted to do. So,
I mean, the Big 12 is better.
Do you think during the offseason that Danger could be a factor. What is that?
He's talking about
He is talking about ganja. No, I don't think it matters.
I think people are going to do what they want to do no matter whether it's legal or not.
True. And I don't think athletes have time to, unless, you know, they're at the Red Lion or something and somebody gives it to them. So,
and also the government made it seem like if you smoked weed, you should die for years, and then now they would just want to profit off of it. So,
yeah, well, we don't have to worry about it anymore because we don't have Curbelo, right? So,
sure, why not?
Uclip, what?
Well, you know, I don't really want to do that.
So, do you think Illinois is done? They have two scholarships out. Pete Nance still an option? Is he? I mean,
that would be hilarious.
Do you think they just say, Coleman, you should have entered the portal. We're getting Pete Nance now, and you're not even starting.
I feel like Pete Nance might stay in the draft at this point.
Yeah, true. Well, they got like 3 days.
Yeah, and also Courtney Ramey seems like it might happen, which would take playing time away from.
He's still in the draft right now, right?
Did he enter? Correct? I guess. I don't know.
I thought the last word was that his dad said that he's still working out for the draft and doing that. So
we'll see. And also the other thing would be if Ramey comes here, who does that take playing time away from? Sincere Harris, probably. If he was going to play,
I would say, I don't know. I still think that, you know, we learned last year that Underwood is a guy that relies heavily on experience. He doesn't really throw freshmen out there as much as maybe a lot of guys would like. I would say Sincere. Goody. I don't know. Who do you? I think that you thinking Illinois is going to run a 10 guy lineup is absurd.
I don't know what they're gonna do. They're gonna have some really good guys not playing.
true. So I don't know. It's gonna be interesting to see how it all shakes out, because I assume they're gonna get at least one more. Brad talked a lot last year about how he liked having a scholarship during the season to pick up guys like Danger. So I see Illinois adding maybe one guy. I don't see them getting two more. And then we see what happens. There's a lot to happen before. Baylor, Illinois, and Vegas is going to be pretty awesome if they end up playing each other.
Yeah, I was going to say that'll be, you know, Illinois is pretty much Baylor 2.0. We got two of their guys.
right.
One of which did absolutely nothing there, but still.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that, you know, Meyer was a big factor on that team when Illinois played him a few years ago. So
Yep. I'm going to look up the stats from that game because, you know, it was very interesting to see, you know, what went down. Illinois, you know, hanging around there and then, you know. So Illinois was ranked number 5 during that matchup.
Yeah.
Baylor was number 2. Let's see.
And it was, what, a 7-point game, and then Baylor ended up running away.
Yeah, it was 31-30 at the half, and then Baylor outscored Illinois 51-39 in the second. Meyer was 3 for 6 in the field with a 3 and 7 points, 7 rebounds, a steal, and a block, 2 blocks.
Yeah.
14 minutes. You know. But, you know, it's not like he's a world beater by any means, but good player.
Right.
Player, does a lot of things. And he had 22 points in their first round tournament matchup last season. So,
yeah. And I think, not this last year, the year before, he shot more around 40% from 3-2. So if he can get that stroke going, I know that, you know, last year, 33% is not bad. But if he can get his shooting back, he's going to fill a big void. You know, we lost a lot of guys. So I understand it's a big pickup. I'm just not like super inflated. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's wrong, but people calling for the national title because we picked up, you know, a guy that averaged 10 points at Baylor. You know, let's just pump the brakes a little, just a little.
I agree. I think more so it's the surprising part.
I think so too. I think you're right there. And nobody expected this, except for, you know, every random guy on Twitter that said he posted it 3 weeks ago. But Right. Other than that, nobody expected this.
Right.
So it goes to show you these kids don't, you know, as much as everybody thinks, oh, I know, you know, we know somebody. Nobody knew this until he dropped it. So, and I want to say that probably 98% of people thought he was a North Carolina lock. So,
yeah,
I'm glad that, you know, the 7% landed. So, it's Meyer's defense is where it fits best for Illinois. Fair. He's long, he's athletic. You know, and that's the thing is their interior defense is going to be a lot different because they're going to have more. I don't want to say that Coleman Hawkins and Meyer are more athletic than Kofi. They're more
mobile.
I think their basketball IQ is better.
That was a direct shot.
They can time things. I mean, that's the thing with Kofi is his timing was just never there. And you know, people don't talk about, you know, people stop talking about how Kofi had only played basketball for 4 years or whatever when he was a sophomore.
You know, Kofi's right above us right now on this background.
Good.
He's on the screen up there.
Good.
Just noticed. And you're talking about him like this. Jeez.
I know. Did you ask him to come on the podcast? Cause, I can talk about whoever I want that doesn't want to come on our podcast.
Nobody wants to come on our podcast. You can talk about anybody.
While we're talking about it, Whitman did get an extension, 4 years, I believe. We did ask him to come on the podcast. He respectfully declined.
Which is fair. You know, I like a response over anything, I think. And
yeah.
It was like a within 12-hour window. It's not him who directly said it. But
I thought he was a fan's AD, though. What's going on?
Yeah, I think maybe if we bowed down and never criticized there was a chance.
But Steve says they can switch this year instead of drop coverage. Yeah, that they are very – I feel like they're very going to be a very switch-oriented team this year, which is going to be fun to watch. All the assistants got extensions. I think 2-year extensions, maybe.
Should have been 12 for Tim Anderson.
I think they're locked in till 25 or something. I can't remember exactly. This core is going to be here for a little while. Of course, unless, somebody buys them out and they go somewhere else, because I guess contract extensions are good, but they can always mean absolutely nothing. So, what else happened in the last month? So
do you think Illinois is going to try to play a lot more like Baylor?
I think. I think that Illinois is going to be my hope is that Illinois is going to run the Big Ten because the Big Ten's still stuck in its ways. Illinois looks like an ACC or, Big 12 team right now. They don't look like a traditional Big Ten team.
And also, I think that might have been some of the intrigue for Meyer is Underwood saying, well, we're going to play similar to Baylor.
Yeah.
And I think that makes sense considering the personnel. They don't have the exact same personnel that, Baylor's national championship or last season's team did. They don't really have a true five. Like Baylor kind of had two of those guys. But they switched on literally everything when they had Davion Mitchell and Jared Butler and Maceo Teague. So I think Illinois can do that. I think Illinois is going to be a good three-point shooting team without having that dominant three-point shooter that only does that, which is really what Plummer was last season. Like Baylor, Mitchell, Butler, and Teague all shot really well from three, but that's not the only thing that they did. Like Sy Clark can make threes. It's not the only thing he does. Offensively, Terrence Shannon, same thing. Myers, same thing. And so I think that's a big part of it. And we'll see. Real quick before we're done here, do we have anything – on Kofi in the draft as of right now? I mean,
I've heard that he hasn't been he hasn't been great. In his first game, he had 11 points, 13 rebounds. But I don't see any movement. I as far as, his grades, I think you said he looked slow. So,
that's just what I was observing from what I was watching. You can just tell his game does not fit anything that anybody else is trying to do.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but he just seems like a guy who's going to go undrafted and then sign in the G League or whatever.
Yeah.
Two-way deal of some sort.
Which, fair enough. I mean, that's what he wanted. I don't want to say that, maybe Illinois forced him a little on that too. Because I don't really know, but I wouldn't be surprised if Illinois was ready to move away from traditional Big Ten style basketball. I think if Kofi wants to come back, you take him. But maybe there was some talk that they didn't need him. I don't know.
Who was Kofi's third team whenever he was in the portal?
Florida State. Yeah.
Could have easily gone there if he wanted to, but hey, he was like, I'm going to come back. And then he came back. So that was cool, right? he's just not going to get drafted. That's unfortunate. But who's the next Illinois player that gets drafted, do you think? 3, 2, 1, Sky Clark.
Melendez.
Oh, I thought we were going to say it at the same time. If RJ has a big season, I could see it.
Yeah. I saw somebody said that RJ is going to have the Keegan Murray jump.
Yeah, I don't see that.
Whoa.
I think Illinois has too many good players. Like, Iowa didn't really – like, Iowa had some role guys, and they had Bohannon back for his ninth season. And I don't think that the Keegan Murray jump is going to happen, but I think maybe, like, the
– Chris Murray jump.
I'm trying to think. I was going to say he's going to have the Gabe Brown jump.
Okay.
From, like – maybe undrafted to second round. I don't know. I mean, whatever. There's too many options around him now.
Yeah.
Unless he just becomes the superstar, which I doubt it, but you know, we can all dream.
Yeah. Do you think that there is a way where RJ or Coleman Hawkins doesn't start next year?
I think Hawkins would be the one. I think Melendez is a lock to start. I think Hawkins, well, I guess not a lock. I mean, if Ty Rogers and Dane Danger like look that good, I think one of them is going to get a chance.
Do you think Hawkins transfers next year if he doesn't start this year? Or goes to the NBA?
He seems like that type, yeah.
Okay.
We'll see, though. I mean, I think a lot of under whatever playing freshman is dependent on what the team is, but I think Clark and Rogers are too good to not get some, you know, serious minutes.
That's my biggest thing is I'm really interested to see how Brad uses the freshmen because he used them sparingly, it seemed like, this last year when, you know, Melendez and Goody proved that they could play.
A lot of that was DeMonte and Plummer.
True.
Taking minutes away from them.
Which, Plummer I understand, but, you know, DeMonte, and there was clips of, you know, that Baylor game, and Meyer was literally just, his steal was DeMonte trying to go to the lane. So let's not act like that was a great defensive feat.
Two blocks. I wonder what the blocks were.
One was against Coleman Hawkins. I didn't know Coleman wouldn't have played then, would he?
Probably not. They're ranked.
One was against Io, maybe, I think. Okay. Io driving.
Io was 6 for 18 in that game. He did not have a great game. Understandably so.
I don't know. Somebody posted the highlights of him against Illinois. So
when he had the mullet and he wasn't scared to have the mullet. This is ridiculous.
He actually had more of like a bowl cut then. It wasn't even matter. A mullet.
It still works. It all works.
Yeah, he might grow back. You never
know. I remember now when he didn't have the mullet. Yeah. And I was kind of even like, how the hell is this guy doing this to us? that. And so now
we hope that he does it to other people and they're like, how's he doing that to us? So
hope so, yeah. So I guess the next time we do one of these will be like
maybe when we get a guest. I don't know. Are we ever gonna get a guest on this thing?
Probably not. I mean, let's just be honest about
it. Nobody wants to join us. Hey, if you're out there, you're an Illinois fan, you want to join us, hit us up on Twitter or something.
I guess. I mean,
we'll bring you on random people.
Kind of looking
there
for
in the internet.
Maybe I'm looking for too much of a needle mover for the podcast, but I don't know. I mean,
maybe we can get
who?
I can't think of.
Jesus. So I think probably the next time we're back is like schedule. Stuff? No, we got to be back before then. Because I'm looking at last season, our non-conference schedule episode was September 6th. So
that's 4 months.
Well, actually, that was July 17th. Wait.
We'll probably be back in a month.
We'll try to get – we'll actually put a little bit of effort into trying to get somebody on. I don't know. I mean – we've had two guests in the history of this podcast, so
true.
And this is the 114th episode, so
we're not very good at getting guests.
Actually, we've had three guests. Excuse me, I forgot about Joey Wagner being on the podcast. So that's three.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, we'll figure it out. I mean, there's, you know, maybe Matthew Meyer wants to come on. We'll figure it out though. We'll give them $10.
I was gonna say we're gonna need some sponsors if we're gonna start paying guys to come on our show.
Bucks. Does he want $10 for 10 minutes? Dollar a minute.
Hey, we could only if like 3 minutes would be good. That'd be like $3 a minute. So,
all right, sounds good to me. All right, that'll do it for us. We'll be back at some point. You can follow the podcast Twitter account at Podcast Illini. I barely tweet on there at this point, but I'll throw some stuff out there for fun.
I mean, not a lot of stuff going on, right?
No, and I don't. Some people that have podcast Twitter accounts, it's like their only account, and that's not the case with me. I have my own account with 184,866 tweets. So, all right, that'll do it for us. We'll be back episode 115 at some point in the near future. Goodbye.